Hello people, this is G Tonight and I am Gitanjali Kaul. This weekend I am at the Shivalik Hills at this awesome place called Baikunth Resorts in Village Chabal, Jagjit Nagar Road, Garhkal, which is in Himachal Pradesh. I share a cup of coffee with Mrs. Rekha Jolly, who is the owner of Baikunth Resorts. She tells me this outstanding, awesome story as to how they moved from Amritsar and made their dream come true. Her husband, Mr. Rana Jolly, is the main visionary behind this resort. But I'm sure she's been through many a sacrifices to come here in her small little life which she spent. Hi, Rekha.
Hi, Gitanjali. How are you?
Oh, very well. Okay, so tell me, how did you end up in Kasauli?
Kasauli, first time when we came to Kasauli in 78, we fell in love with this place. Mm-hmm. And my husband wanted to have something here.
Okay.
First, we made the house, but this resort has been his dream.
Okay, but you were before this, you were in Amritsar, right?
We were in Amritsar,
okay.
And he was in various other businesses.
Okay.
But this was his childhood dream to create something like this,
okay.
And God has been very kind.
Mm-hmm. And you have stood by him like a rock, I believe, yeah?
Yeah, but at times I used to feel, I don't know, what is he doing, what is he, will he be able to do it? But
okay.
He did it.
Tell me, how old were you when you started this? When you started thinking about all this?
I was 28 years old.
Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
You had children?
Yes, I had two children by
okay.
that time.
Okay.
And then, so the whole thing started in 91.
Okay.
And this was, we were able to complete it by 2000, the first phase.
Okay.
And then gradually we've grown. Then the second phase came, then the conference hall, then the coffee shop. Then
eventually,
spa, eventually,
okay.
yeah.
So basically, it took about 8 years to get this dream finalized.
Yes, it
and,
did.
And
yeah.
you shifted from many cities. You left many homes and many memories behind.
I don't know how many homes I've changed.
Yeah.
How many times I've walked out of my house just with one suitcase.
Yeah.
But I'm quite a pro at it now.
But do you regret any such decision which you took at that time? Do you ever think about it that if I could had a chance, I can change something about this? Any one incident?
No regrets. No going back into the past memory, because life has been beautiful, better and better. God has been very kind.
Okay.
So no regrets.
That's good. That's really
yeah.
good, because I know, you know, I don't know whether your family acknowledges it or not, but it's a huge sacrifice goes into when the wife, you know, also moves in with the vision the man has, and to come here, to live here, and to take over this whole place as beautifully. You've really, really done it up very well. I so fell in love with the place. How do you manage looking after it?
Thank you so much. I think it's like running a bigger house.
Okay.
For a housewife, it's no big deal for me. Like, the guests come to the house also. It's a 35 rooms resort.
Yes, okay.
So, I mean, it's not very difficult for me to run it.
So,
it's the same story. What you do at home, you're doing it on a bigger scale here.
Okay.
And more help here.
Yeah.
And plus, you're making some money.
And how do you get the help around the people? I mean, is it easy to get labor working here for your hotel?
You know, my husband always thought it's better to help the locals than to get
yeah,
some...
True.
So, we have so many boys here who were working as a labor boys with us when we were building the resort.
Okay.
But now, they are on computers, they are on front office,
lovely.
We send them for trainings here and there.
Lovely.
So, I think that way I would feel my husband has done a great job to this area that he's given. We have more than 100 staff here.
Oh, that's very good.
So it's these boys have also grown with us.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any foreigners around here coming in?
Yes. To our spa, we've had many groups from Russia.
Oh, that's
and,
very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they come, especially we have a very highly qualified doctor here with us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So how do you advertise about your resort and the spa and all that?
It's more by word of mouth.
Okay.
And then we have our website.
Oh, but you don't have an advertising team or a publicity team
no,
or something?
No, we've tried once or twice. We've given this advertising thing to few people. But more or less it's by word of mouth. You know
okay.
how
yeah,
it
I
is. If
yeah.
somebody will tell you, go to this place,
exactly.
you'll believe your
yeah.
friend more than whatever you'll read.
See, I'm going to tell people, come to this place.
Thank you.
Do you interact with the guests and all?
Oh, I love that because it's a small little hill station.
Yeah.
So I like to meet different people. It's a mental stimulation also, and you learn a lot, and it's very nice.
See, it is your capability. You need to be a people's person to be doing all that, you know. It's, how much does your husband do? I mean, does he get involved in all this?
He does, but mostly he is half the day he is sitting in the office, and the second half he loves to play his bridge. And his bridge tournaments. He's very good at it.
Yeah, and who looks after the kitchen and organizing the menus and the food and tasting and all that?
Food, my younger son does.
Okay.
The marketing, my older son does.
Okay, and they are, and what are their names like?
Vikram,
okay,
the older one, and the current is younger one.
Okay, all right.
And I do all the dirty housekeeping, cleanliness.
That must be quite a job.
It is quite a job. And what I'm passionate about is the gardening.
Yeah, I can see you have a lovely garden. There's so many trees. All these trees are approximately must be planted by you, I guess.
Most of them have been planted by me. And I remember how many times I slipped.
Uh-huh.
And it was so hard to, you know, one didn't know what to plant where. But
yeah.
I did over-planting.
Okay.
So one thinks one can always cut few, but
yeah,
later on. And when I look at these trees, I said, people just come and say, oh, how lovely this tree is.
Yeah.
So nobody would realize how much hard work I put into
this tree.
Yeah.
The look of the whole place.
Yeah.
I'll definitely send more people up here. I need to tell people how beautiful this place is. Clouds are just floating in. There are pine trees around. There are hills which I can't see because the clouds are so low that they're actually, you know, flowing. They're flowing through us. So it's one of the most beautiful places I have seen. Thank you so much, Rekha. It was such a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Gitanjali. Lovely meeting you. My pleasure too. Thank you.
We'll come back soon. Thanks for tuning in and take care. This is Gitanjali Goel on G Tonight from gcafe.com. And I shall be back soon. Thank you so much.